Hello out there in Radio Land. It's time once more for another exciting installment of the Papa Prale Show. Tonight, yours truly, Papa Prale, teams up with Mama Bell to call up a controversy over the phone, over the air. On the line with me now is Sandy McCormick of Pet Rest Incorporated, a pet funeral home. Maybe a Sandy from digging up those graves, eh, Miss McCormick? Thank you for being with us, Sandy. Why don't you begin by telling us more about Pet Rest and what you do?
All right. We manufacture a backyard burial kit for pets.
Uh-huh.
And the kit comes in several sizes for various sizes of pets.
Uh-huh.
And they range in price from the littlest one, which could be an urn for cremation ashes or for a bird, which retails for $19.99. to our largest size, which is 32 inches long and could accommodate a German Shepherd or a Doberman, a pet that size. And that one retails for $79.95.
And now you said that there was an urn for cremation. Is that, do people do that at home, put their pet in the oven or the microwave? How do they do that?
No, there are crematoriums. Many veterinarians have crematoriums as part of their service. Or some areas, the humane societies will have a local area where they can do cremation for people. They just take their pets there, and for a small fee, they'll do the cremation.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I'll be done. Well, how do they work that on larger pets that aren't cremated, like, say, horses or whatever? What do you do if you got a horse?
You'd be really surprised that a lot of people ask us, you know, if we plan to do something for horses. Horses are really impossible to handle.
Uh-huh.
People have to do a backhoe situation in their field or something like that.
My goodness. So they have to get, like, a bulldozer and...
Right,
oh,
yeah.
Goodness.
There's no nice way, I suppose, to handle a horse.
Uh-huh. Do you ever get requests to have the coffin shaped like the animal? Like, you know, maybe a zigzag for a snake or a donut shape? I don't know. How would you do that?
Well, with our little kit, people just get the kit itself, and then they're the ones that place the animal inside it.
Uh-huh.
So, but no, we don't get requests like that. We have had people bury snakes and pets like that in them.
Uh-huh. So they just have to fold them up or something, eh?
Probably put them in a coil, which is a natural shape for a snake anyway.
Oh, but these are elongated coffins? Well, I guess maybe it's like those rulers, you know, that you bend up or something?
Well, the shape of our caskets, we try to be very careful because people have a natural tendency to want to avoid things that deal with death.
Uh-huh.
And we didn't want any confusion between caskets for animals and caskets for people, so we used, to base our design, we used the Floton missile tube that Spock was jettisoned into space in Star Trek II.
And Spock so, was jettisoned into space in, oh, in a movie or something?
In the movie Star Trek II.
Oh, okay.
And so, people can identify with Spock, and he's sort of like a pet that some people have around. It looks like a little time capsule.
He was a guy with the pointy ears, right?
Exactly.
Uh-huh. On Star Trek, now I remember. I didn't get to see that. Was that on TV or was that a movie?
Well, it was a movie, but it's already been on television. It's been televised a couple of times.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. Well, you talked about that, so they don't get confused for regular caskets. I guess you'd run into maybe some legal problems there, which I guess is a good question. Are there any laws regulating pet burials? I mean, because I know that you can't just bury your grandmother in your backyard or whatever.
Actually, in some areas, if you get a permit, you can bury your grandmother in your backyard.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And we tell people in our literature to please check with your local zoning ordinances.
Uh-huh.
Usually, if there is a restriction, there's a fear of a water supply being contaminated.
Oh, I see.
Or of other animals digging up the body and so forth.
Maybe friends trying to pay their last respects or something, eh?
Exactly. And with our unit, it's air and water tight, so we have had people who, even though it's illegal in their area, they can get a permit to use our units and go ahead and bury their pet in their own backyard.
Well, what about if they want to have their pet buried next to them in the cemetery? Is that possible? I mean, you know, if they're really close to their pets and all.
No, it is not possible. There is one pet cemetery that I know of, or a cemetery, and I can't even tell you the state it's in.
Oh, goodness.
It is open for human and animal burial, but there are many restrictions in cemeteries as far as burying animals is concerned.
So kind of unofficial segregation here, huh?
I would think so.
Maybe the animal rights people want to work on that one a little bit or something. It does seem a little unfair. Well, what about the inheritance? And you talk about laws and things like that. I would imagine in the business you're involved with, you would hear about these stories. Do you ever run across things where, like, the owners die and they have requests for after the animal's dying, getting a special burial? Or do you hear about pet inheritances? What have you heard on that front?
Not really a lot as far as that's concerned, because many times we don't get, you know, the entire story, where people just call us up on an 800 number and order the unit.
Uh-huh.
So really, we don't hear a lot about stories like that. We have had people send us photographs back after they've put their pet in our caskets and so forth.
Oh, well, that's nice. And do they have, like, an open coffin, like they do a wake or anything in those instances?
Well, I'm not sure how, you know, everyone does it differently, but part of our kit also includes a little card, so we actually tell people how they can have their own service in the backyard if they would like to do that.
Oh, really? Do, like, Jewish pets get a different, I mean, you know, pets belonging to Jews, not actual pets that are Jewish, they get, like, a different service, or is it, like, an agnostic service?
It's an agnostic service that anyone can use.
Uh-huh. Well, I meant to also ask you about, you know, we mentioned about pets being buried with their parents and stuff like that. Well, not their parents, but their owners. Do you ever run across instances where, like, the owner dies and they're just afraid to leave their animal alone, so they arrange to have the animal put to sleep with them or anything like that?
I have read stories about situations like that. I have had no firsthand experience, but I know that among elderly people, there's a concern, and many elderly people make arrangements with someone in their family that if something were to happen to them, that their pet would be taken care of. Usually it's just a matter of living in someone else's home.
I see. That makes a lot more sense than, you know, putting him to death like King Tut or something. I mean,
exactly.
But, you know, some people feel there's no way that they can possibly love their animal the way they do.
It's true, and I have read stories where that has been the situation.
Uh-huh. Well, that's sad. What about, we also mentioned a wake or services like that. Is it any different for animals that are put to sleep since they're technically not dead as opposed to ones that aren't? Or how do you work that?
I'm sorry. Run that by me again.
Is it any different for pets that are put to sleep as opposed to ones that die of natural causes?
No, because, you know, generally, when people have to make a decision about having a pet euthanized, they've had some time to prepare for it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still, you know, it's still a terrible shock and a terrible time of sorrow for people who love their pets.
Sure, I would imagine. Do fish, do you have any requests for coffins for fish? Are they, like, would they be fish tanks, or how would you do that? Would you bury them in water? Or?
Actually, we don't, and I think there's a pretty universal way for dealing with that. We probably shouldn't even go into that right now.
Oh, yeah, I guess I understand that.
I think the Cosby Show dealt with that quite nicely.
Oh, really? I didn't get to see that episode.
It was one of the first two or three that they ever did.
Oh, really? Did they have, like, a toilet side service or something?
Yes.
Oh, goodness. what is the most interesting animal you've ever been asked to prepare a casket for? Would you mind
probably a woman who was in Arizona who had a shelter for all kinds of homeless animals who used one to bury a cougar in.
A cougar?
A cougar.
My goodness, this isn't the car.
No, not the car.
We're
the animal.
About, my goodness, that must have been quite an animal to have alive romping around, especially if you had a lot of animals.
Well, and she does. She runs a shelter and she has many different kinds of animals.
Uh-huh. Well, what, you know, we mentioned about the fish and all. I guess the same answer applies to something like smaller animals. Yeah, I mean, you see pet bugs and stuff like that. I mean, how would you deal with an ant farm? You know, would you give them a mass burial or individual graves? I mean, you just
don't deal. I'm not really sure how I just think any way that a family or a child would want to memorialize their feelings for their pets would probably be acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
We have had little mice buried in our units.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Do they get any special rate as opposed to something like chinchillas, or is that not a question how much the pet is worth?
No, nothing at all. Just the size gives us that kind of indication as to which unit to use, and it's all the same.
Uh-huh. Well, if this grew into a kind of nationwide thing, because at present, you're one of the few companies that deals in this, if this grew on a national level, what sort of do you think there'd be a point where legislation would step in, or it'd be more regulated, or how do you deal with that?
Well, I'm just not sure. I think that as far as nationally, everyone loves their pets. Right now, everybody's waiting for Millie, the first pet, to have her puppies.
Mm-hmm.
I think people love their pets, and I think that's a very personal thing that people deal with on a personal basis. And
Oh, really?
I don't think there'll be legislation. I would be surprised if there was.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe they would establish more pet cemeteries and things like that, although I guess it would still have to be segregated. I mean, you probably wouldn't want your cat to be buried next to a dog or something.
Well, I tell you, it would be good if there were more pet cemeteries. There are only about 500 in the United States.
Oh, really?
And the other thing about that is that it can be very expensive to use a pet cemetery sometimes. So it's a situation that's becoming more and more a topic of conversation, something mm-hmm. that people are dealing with in some kind of manner
mm-hmm.
To try to make something special when they lose a pet like that. So you'll probably be hearing more and more about us and about other companies.
Mm-hmm. And they probably would require, you know, a pet cemetery, more differences than a human cemetery. You would probably need, you know, a fence to keep out all the friends from visiting, like you say, digging them up or whatever.
There, almost every state now does have criteria and legislation
mm-hmm.
before you start a pet cemetery. Certain things have to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Bonds have to be set up for perpetual care and so forth.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you also said that you had little cards that described the service. Do you all invite or recommend inviting friends of the deceased, like other dogs, friends that grew up with a dog, or fellow puppies, siblings, whatever?
It's usually the children in the family and friends of the children or the family that love the pet.
Oh, I see. You wouldn't want them to know where that dog's buried anyway, eh?
That's just up to the family to choose what they would like to do.
Uh-huh. What about edible pets? Do owners encourage not to? I mean, I don't know if you'd want to do this anyway, but like rabbits, ducks, frog legs, things like that, it seems like such a waste. Do they sometimes like, well, like, I guess if you're really attached, you wouldn't do this, but...
No, you wouldn't.
Okay. I've never had one, so I've never had to worry about it. How about the suspicious causes of death? I don't take it that you run an actual funeral service, so you wouldn't, like, get pet bodies that had showed signs of abuse or suspicious cause of death.
No, all we do is supply the kits. We manufacture the kits, and then people order them from us, and they do their own service if they want to, or they just take care of burying their pet in the backyard.
Uh-huh. I'd imagine that'd be a very touchy subject, you know. What would you do? Would you notify the Humane Society or confront the owners?
I would think you probably would,
uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah, of course, then again, they probably wouldn't want to bury their pet special if they had done something
That's
like that.
That's exactly
eh?
Right. People like that wouldn't go to the trouble of doing anything special for their pet.
Uh-huh. My goodness. How about personal belongings to the pets? You know, like the favorite ball or whatever my dog got hit, you know, chasing after a tennis ball. Do you ever recommend them being buried with the pet?
Absolutely. That's part of the information that we include in the kit is that, for one thing, if your pet has special toys and things,
mm-hmm.
It's kind of a reminder always, you know, and something that probably would make your a little heart sick. So we suggest
sure.
if people want to put their pet's blanket or
mm-hmm.
favorite toys, and that's fine.
I guess it'd be a little ironic if they had a favorite bone, you know, to be buried with them, eh? With
well, it would, but maybe it would give someone comfort also.
Uh-huh. My goodness. Now, when about the animals and the measurements, you know, we talked about horses and how impossible it would be to bury them. Now, you also mentioned the cremation. Is it possible to take, like, the horse to the Humane Society or whatever, let them cremate them so you can fit them into one of the smaller boxes or whatever?
No, it isn't possible.
That's just too big, eh?
It really is.
Has anybody ever asked for an animal that you never heard of? And you had to ask for their measurements or anything?
No, but we usually do have to instruct people on how to measure their pet.
Uh-huh. So there's, you know, it's more than just a tape measure of the length. I guess you have to measure the legs and stuff, eh?
Well, they're usually in a sleeping position, you know, curled up, so it's from, like, the back of their neck to their tail.
Oh, I see. And if you have something like, well, I hate to get into, you know, the smaller details, but, you know, you get stiff. If you hit on the side of the road or something, you have all four sticking out, you'd have to have a different coffin, wouldn't you, unless they broke the legs or something. I mean,
that's true. But most of our customers are people who are planning ahead.
Oh, I see.
So they pre-plan if their pet's old
uh-huh.
Or something like that. And then if it's a situation where there has been an emergency, a lot of veterinarians and a lot of pet stores carry our product.
Oh.
So it's usually a situation where it's convenient for them to get it rather quickly.
Sure, you wouldn't want them laying around, you know. I can imagine that would be a big problem.
Exactly.
Well, I hope nobody's ever had their pet stuffed or anything, have they?
Actually, there is a business in Florida that does freeze drying of pets for people if they would like to do that.
Oh, goodness. Florida, huh?
Yes.
My goodness.
Where are you calling me from?
I'm calling from Stanford, California.
Okay. See, now that's, you would think that California would be the state.
Oh, yeah, I guess you would. It is pretty strange out here, let me tell you.
If they would like to have a brochure sent to them, they can call an 800 number.
Miss McCormick, it's been great talking with you, but unfortunately we're out of time, so you're out of luck. Goodbye. Sorry we couldn't plug her business more. She probably could have used it, seeing our competition so stiff. I kind of wish I had gotten my late Great Dane a pet casket, really. Of course, he was so big, it probably would have cost a lot. I hope he didn't hear that. He's probably rolling over in his grave. He always was good at dog tricks. But like I said, that's about all the time we have for this week's installment of Controversy Calling. Tune in next week at this time for more of the Papa Prell Show. Until then, this is Papa Prell saying so long till next time again, and God bless.